Shalom Avrach, welcome everyone, Be'ez Hashem. We continue Pelag Yoitz, Ois Aliv, Shir number 32, Avas Ish V'Isha. And I'm going to begin with a little disclaimer, which I'm hesitant to make this disclaimer, because then one will say, well, why are you learning this? On the other hand, I'm hesitant not to make the disclaimer, because one will say, well, Pelag Yoitz says, of course you have to listen to what he says, and which is true, you do have to listen to what he says. But we also have to use our seichel. We also have to use our seichel. And before we read the words again on this topic here, which is a very sensitive topic, it's a very sensitive topic. And the discussion specifically here is about a wife dealing with a husband who is a kamtzan. You know what a kamtzan is? He does not open his hand. He's stingy. How does a wife deal with a husband who's stingy? So that's the topic here. So the disclaimer is, if there's a serious issue, one has to speak to their rav. One has to speak to somebody who they feel can help in a respectful and private manner. One has to speak to someone. Don't just say, oh, I listened to the Pelyoyt Shiv at the first day of Smedges to Rabbi Greenspan, so I'm just going to stick it out, or I'm going to... Please use Seichel. Okay? That doesn't mean to say that what the Pelag Yoitz is saying is should not be accepted. 100% should. Now let's see what he has to say now. After we discussed the Mishnah in Perkei Avos, which is really what we just did, Aseh L'Charav. That's what we just did. Aseh L'Charav. I even want to say something. Every family, has to have a Rav. I have a Rav. I have my Rebbe. I just called him last night. He called me back this morning. Spoke to him about one issue. And then he said, the other issue you called me about a couple days ago, we spoke about that issue also. So step number one is the Mishnah Perkei Avos, the Seichel Rav. Too many times I hear people don't have a Rav. A husband and wife together have to have a rav, so that they, when they have a question, they have an issue to discuss, they know who to go to. They know the address. Okay. Now, after that, v'imhirchiv Hashem es gevul bailo. Let's say, because in the previous piece yesterday we discussed where the husband, he tries as hard as he can, but he can't make ends meet. Now we're discussing that the person, he makes ends meet and the middle also. Okay, he's doing well. But he's very stingy when it comes to spending money in the house. Or he doesn't bring the money home for whatever reason. The conversation is, when he doesn't bring in too much money, so she makes some type of food, whatever she can make, and he says to her, you know, I like brisket. I like spare ribs. I like lamb chops. Why aren't you giving what I like? And she'll say, well, my dear husband, you know, if you'd give me the money to buy it, I'd be happy to make it. But if you don't give me the money to buy it, what? Here's a peanut butter and jelly. But I toasted it bread for you, so you should appreciate that. That's what he says. The wife should say back. You give me the money, I'll buy the food for you. I'll do whatever you want. But if you don't give me the money, I can't make yesh me'ayin. Taimar loy, me'ayin li la'asay, he says, asher loy yahayvesa. How am I supposed to do it? What you want? If you don't give me the means to do it. Now, another conversation in this topic. Let's say there's a issue that arises because of clothing and jewelry and the like. Look what he says here. Gam ze hevel or us ruach ki toiv pas chareiv v'shalva ba. Better to have toast that's burnt, then the finest of jewelry and the nicest of clothing that comes along with the price tag called meriva, fights. V'im Hashem HaGodol, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, Hashem HaGodol, she'nichdov b'kedusha. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, as we know, that's written with the kedusha, hutuli mochet b'nei shalom bayis, is permitted to be erased because of shalom bayis. Allah has come to come. We, meaning the husbands and we, the wives, have to realize, let's swallow it. Let's do it for Hashem's sake. Does Hashem do anything for me? Now, Hashem doesn't need anything. It's not like for Hashem's sake. But to appreciate the importance of what's going on over here. Allah has come of a kama. Do it for shalom bayis. Allah has come of a kama. Shetzrichim ish v'isha limchol. This is the key here. Be moichel. Ulevatel ritzoynim ibnei shalom bayis. This is the attitude. I said a few days ago that a husband should repeat the words, the following words. Shechayiv lo'oyavo k'gufoy ulechabdo yoyis megufoy. A husband has to love his wife like himself and honor her more than himself. It's not, it's, what is it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 words. Not so hard to remember. 6 words. It's Gemara Yevamah, it's time for Beis Amid Beis. Here also, this is a husband and wife should remember these words, this concept, that it's better to mevatel, to be meichel, than to have a fight about a situation. But don't let it brew inside of you, because that's not, you're not meichel. You're letting it build up. And then eventually, the spouse will say, can you pass the salt? Okay, fine, here's the salt. You know, what just happened? I just asked for the salt. And then the whole, everything opens up. Just, you know what? I don't want the salt anymore. Now, I'm exaggerating. I hope these things don't happen. For the pepper is one thing, but salt, what salt? A little garlic powder, maybe. Okay. Tzricha ha'isha lachu shema baylo eina kokach amid. You know what he says as well? The wife has to say, be concerned, maybe the husband is not as wealthy as I think he is. Maybe he doesn't have as much money as I think he has. And she has to try to lower the darga of the expenses. There's another point he says in this topic. V'chein tzvicha yishu lachush kishabay lakoye yisoleo aloy dovar. Maybe your husband comes home incorrectly and he's too quick to get upset. He's hot-tempered. If the wife just responds, like, what are you so upset about? What's going on with you? It's just going to stoke the fire. There's no excuse for a husband. And let me repeat that. There's no excuse for a husband. But the wife has to know, the Pelleyos is suggesting here, maybe realize he had a bad day just now at work. Maybe something happened on the way home. Maybe someone cut him off. He almost went in the railing over there. Who knows what? But let her think of those possibilities and realize he should calm down. And after he calms down, then she'll talk to him about it, which is tomorrow's discussion. Now, I'll just mention, for a husband who did have a bad day at work or had a difficult time getting home in the traffic and the rain, Let him try to train himself. Stay another 30 seconds in the car after he turns the car off. Let him try to refocus. Let him try to leave the baggage outside and not bring it with him inside into the house with him.